The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where these alleged hackers have been indicted on federal charges. These are customer records that they've stolen and financial firms. Harley.
Yeah, this is the one we talked about some months ago.
Yep.
More than 100 million personal records were stolen, most of them from J.P. Morgan Chase. They've indicted three men in this hacking theft, the largest ever from a financial institution. They say that they hit 12 different firms. There were 75 shell companies set up. What they did when they got all these people's information is they then became marks for possible scams. These shell companies would try to sell these people stocks, sham stocks primarily. And then when they, you know, when it was time to drive up the price of some of these penny stocks, then they'd dump it and everybody'd lose whatever it was that they had in it.
How many of these blokes and how old were they?
These are young men.
Yeah.
These are three men, two Israelis and one American. The Americans believed to be hiding out somewhere in Russia. Might be a Russian, you know, a Russian extraction. The other two are in Israeli jails and they expect to bring them back here and put them on trial.
Guantanamo Bay, eh? Obama will never be able to get away from the promise.
Well, he's trying. I mean, he still wants to, but, you know, the problem is that Congress passed a new defense spending bill, $600 billion, and wrote into it, with veto-proof majorities, that terrorist detainees may not be moved into the U.S.
That's
the
it.
President would be barred from doing that.
That's it. So Guantanamo Bay stays open, and he said he'd shut it.
Yeah, he did. He said he'd shut it first day.
Yeah. What's your story here about the aircraft cockpits?
This is interesting. The mystery of one laser, at least, shined into cockpits in Western Michigan has been solved. It was unintentional. There are no charges. A woman had a laser projecting a Christmas scene on the side of a barn in Sherman Township, and it was reflecting into the night sky. Of course, lasers don't become flashlight beams. They maintain their laser qualities. She didn't realize it. Once officials told her what was happening, she unplugged the display. They said, you know, she didn't hurt anybody, so they're not going to put her in jail.
I love the laconic way you tell the story, Harley. Thank you for that. See you tomorrow. News next.